You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Haywire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Te Herenga Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, released a report earlier this month about Pasifika's mental health and wellbeing both during and in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. The report highlights inequities Pasifika experienced during the pandemic and reflects on united Pasifika communities in the name of being resilient in adverse circumstances. To talk more about the report, I spoke to Karen Osborne, Chief Executive of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission.
What were some of the key points made in the report?
The pandemic had a significant impact for many Pacific people, and we found that connection for Pacific people, so to family, to community, to culture and faith, was a real source of strength and resilience during the pandemic. And we know that those community organisations, so churches, Pacific providers, supported many Pacific families and communities during the pandemic, and that was with some really practical things, with information, with access to food, picking up prescriptions, so really flexible and practical ways. And what we found is that on the ground, I mean, Pacific people really know how to support their communities. They know what is needed and the best way to support people, and just making sure that we and government support and trust and involve Pacific people in decision making. So those are some of the key points and themes from what we found.
So how did COVID-19 disproportionately impact the Pasifika community in Aotearoa?
Yeah, there were some areas where Pacific people were particularly impacted, and we know that that connection is absolutely vital in terms of community. So not being able to connect in the usual way with family, with church and culture, was felt really deeply by Pacific people. But we know in some of the really tangible ways that many Pacific people worked in essential services and were very aware of the additional risks that they faced from COVID and were really mindful of elderly or vulnerable family members. So there was that sort of additional stress and worry for many Pacific people who worked in those essential services and were really mindful of that increased risk of infection and serious illness from COVID. We also saw some real impacts from an economic perspective, so the impacts in terms of reduced income and also the significant impacts for some of the younger people who weren't able to continue their schooling in the normal way, but also had those wider family responsibilities during that time of the pandemic.
Does COVID still impact the community today? And if so, how?
Yeah, look, there are, of course, ongoing impacts of COVID on communities. I mean, an event the size and scale of the pandemic is going to have those long-lasting impacts, and we are seeing the impacts, particularly on our young people, but also in terms of cost of living. And, look, we've also had, particularly in Auckland, the floods and Cyclone Gabrielle earlier this year, and that also has those impacts on people. What our findings do is recognise and I think value the diverse nature of our communities, in particular the Pacific communities, and show the need to not take a one-size-fits-all, but really to work with communities, to involve communities in decision-making, and really make sure the services and supports are available for people when they need them, and that they are what is needed on the ground.
Speaking of support, what can we learn about supporting Pasifika communities through this report, but also through what COVID has done to the community?
And I think that connection is one of the key themes for this paper, and we know that is absolutely key to wellbeing. So there's a lot that we can learn from the experience, but also from Pacific people. It's understanding what's most important to people, and for Pacific people around that connection, culture, faith, and being creative and finding new ways to do these things. And that's what we saw in communities across Aotearoa during the time of the pandemic, that people got very creative and found new ways to still achieve what was important to them. And I think it is recognising those strengths that exist in communities and how do we support and amplify and sort of, I see those strengths and make sure that support is available to people. And as I said earlier, it's about what's needed for people and what works for them.
Pacifica are always positioned as resilient and values-based peoples, but at the crux of the support, doesn't it show that Pacifica keep going because there is no support for them?
We have seen huge strengths in Pacific people's resilience as a result of that strong connection to community, faith, church and each other. We saw some real positives when government worked with and supported those communities and organisations. But more support is needed, and we've seen that in some of our other work, particularly our work looking at the Pacifica services and supports that are available to people. And it's important that Pacific people are actively engaged in designing those services so they best meet their needs, and that they really resonate for Pacific people and are able to access that support.
So with the findings from this paper, what's next?
So this paper was one of eight papers looking at the impacts of the pandemic on our well-being of particular communities. So we've looked at older people, looked at safety in the home, looked at the impacts of Cyclone Gabrielle. So as we get to the end of the series, we'll be looking across all of them and saying, what are some of those key lessons learnt, and how does that inform the next stage of our work in that broader wellbeing space? We also are looking for Pacific people at a piece of work in this next year, looking at a deeper dive at Pacific wellbeing with that lens around mental health and wellbeing. So that's some work that we'll be doing in this coming year.
That was Karen Osborne, Chief Executive of Te Herenga Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, about their recent report into the wellbeing of Pacifica communities following the COVID-19 pandemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.